Hey everyone, I'm Madonna and this is David here at New Leaf Natural Therapies. And this morning we wanted to talk a bit about, we were trying to decide whether or not it's gaslighting or whether or not it's just being mean or whether it's fat shaming or something like that. But I basically had a comment, and I'm sure you're there, Mr. Science. And basically there was a comment that said, well, if I've been doing this for 30 years, I'm a fraud because I'm not athletic and slim. Which to me was really interesting because I had a sleepless night last night, not because I feel like that, because I've worked hard on my health my entire life. And I have always struggled with my weight, always. And it's sort of interesting when people,
You're
and
hardly,
this is the.
but I'd say you're hardly, you wouldn't be an example of somebody that I'd call obese.
Yeah.
Right? And
I'm definitely in the overweight
only
category,
just
but,
though.
oh, well,
Yeah,
it
I.
probably.
Well, I see a lot of people all the time, and you're not
Yeah.
like people
Yeah,
who.
20% over ideal is considered obese, and 30% over ideal is called there's levels of obese.
Okay, but the point I'm making is that the person has said you're not athletic when you run regularly. Not only do running, but do a whole range of other
Yeah.
exercises as well. So basically, the person here is saying things that aren't true, and they don't know anything about your lifestyle, and they're commenting on your lifestyle. And it's so, therefore, it doesn't have anything to do with truth,
Yeah.
and it has something to do with it. Certainly mean, because the comment said something, I saw it, it said something like, it said, you're fat, overweight,
Yeah, plump.
plump,
I'm on the plump side,
plump, and don't do
which
any
I am.
exercise.
Yeah.
So they're two judgments that are both wrong.
Yeah.
And then it just said eat more fruit and vegetable.
And
And
my
the
whole.
person said, and the person's name was, they weren't even a real person. They were called something like science versus religion.
Science destroys religion.
Science destroys religion. There's the person, so the person doesn't have even a real identity, but they go on to
They're keyboard warriors.
people's accounts and just say these really mean things.
And it was really interesting because I was saying to David that in the past, if someone made a mean comment, and obviously I've been really attacked over the years because I support natural therapies. And it's not mainstream. It's not mainstream. There's been more positive stuff for natural therapies in the last 4.5 years than there has in 30 years. And it's only because people are being so damaged. So therefore, people are needing alternatives. And all of a sudden, doctors are offering alternate solutions. But this is the first time in my career that that's ever happened.
Well, funny when everything hits the fan, what happens?
Yeah. Oops. Anyway, but science guy, so it, and what I was specifically saying in my thing was about oxalates. And I know this upsets vegans and vegetarians. I'm fully aware of it. I was vegetarian for 20 years, but a lot of plants have got toxins in them. My body builds up acidity. My body gets inflamed if I eat too much stuff. Because I run my bioresonance regularly, I actually see all sorts of foods, and it's really interesting with things like herbs and spices. In my bioresonance, I regularly have 6 to 8 herbs and spices that my body isn't coping with. They've got a lot of phenolics. They've got a lot of, they've got a lot of amazing things. Again, if you can cope with them. Like turmeric regularly shows up as being an issue for me.
Okay, so the video was about oxalates, which are present in a lot of vegetables. And what you're recommending, only because I know that the work you do, is that for a period of time, you reduce oxalates.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
my knowledge of this is that the studies done on that, if you do that for a fairly short duration,
Oh, it might be 3 months.
3 months is a short
Yeah.
duration, if you might do that for 3 months, that dieting possibly resolves the situation so you can go back to normal.
Well, while your
And
body is building the microbiome as well.
yeah, that's right. And
Yeah.
so it's like a dietary adjustment for a
Yes.
period of time, and then you can go back to normal. Because the problem is,
Yeah, and then you see whether or not your body actually recovers.
right,
So some
because
people go back onto those foods, they immediately have more inflammation and acidity. That might take 2 years for some people to sort it out.
because there's another thing about this is because I've actually watched a fair bit of stuff on this, is that also everybody responds differently. So there's a
Absolutely.
little bit of trial and error. So some people, this combination of herbs works, and another one, this combination. And then if people are on medicines as well, you have to work around that as well.
Exactly.
So each individual case is an individual thing,
Yeah.
and so that everybody's assessed individually.
Yeah,
Is that
absolutely.
right? And so we've got this person saying unkind things, and they don't even give themselves a proper name. And they're coming from some form or other of groupthink, because what they're presenting there is a narrative,
Yes.
right? And so according to both in, because I'm holistic counselor, according to both Freud and Jung,
Fraud, did you
Freud,
say?
yeah, Freud.
Just
Oh,
joking.
the guy called you a fraud as
He called
well.
me a
I
fraud.
say you're a fraud as
Yeah,
well.
yeah.
Right, so,
Because I'm not thin and fit and running up Mount Everest. But
okay.
anyway.
Well, in psychology, both Freud and Jung, who are basically the fathers of modern psychology, they both talked about groupthink and how ideas that come out of a group, they're not individual ideas, and people start using the same phrasings,
Right.
but they're coming from a group thing,
Right.
not an individual thing. And so when you look at that, what that person said, they're saying you're a fraud, and then they're making personal attacks that are incorrect, because you do exercise and you do, and you're not really over, you're not obese, and then called you a fraud. You know, so that person must be overtaken by some type of narrative, and these false narratives often come out of in family systems analysis, a dysregulated family, they have a family narrative. Like
Right.
it's a narrative that everybody agrees on, which brings it back to homeostasis. But even in a really chaotic family that they fight a lot and it's really intense, they reach some sort of homeostasis, but they need this narrative
Yeah.
that's a bit to actually bring them back to that. And these false narratives are common in family system, but then they're common in groups as well.
Yeah.
So we find that groups have these narratives that are like between two polarized groups. In this case, you have natural therapies and you have the modern
Science.
scientific opinion. Except the problem is that they say these things just because they're on the other side, and it's and what they're saying isn't helpful. It's not even instructive. It's
Yeah.
just, but they're overtaken by a narrative of some type to cause them to do that. And
Yeah.
there's something wrong with those narratives.
Yeah. And it was interesting, you know, because the other comment was someone actually asked a question, like a serious question, to my little video. And because my video was about vitamin C and bicarb soda. So, you know,
Okay.
we've got a liposomal vitamin C, which is really beautiful and pure and clean, as opposed to ascorbic acid from a lab in India and China, which is totally not a natural thing. So, we've got a
But
lot.
still, it might be still better than nothing, but liposomal vitamin C is
Yeah.
this really
Well,
pure.
ascorbic acid can raise oxalates in the body at
But
the
it
bottom.
also, the liposomal vitamin C also takes longer to absorb so that you don't have to keep doing it all day. It's like a
Well, it's actually
slow release.
designed, well, yeah, but it also builds the fatty acids on your cell membranes and makes sure that you utilize the vitamin C on the inside of your cells.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a really powerful form. But with someone with, say, breast cancer, for example, if you're taking good doses of liposomal vitamin C, you can really start stimulating the lymphatic system. And it's the lymph system we need in breast cancer in order to detoxify the area, because all, you know, cancer is a metabolic disease, we need to detoxify, you know, and this is the difference between science and religion or spiritual or natural. It's the difference is that we look at, okay, it's a metabolic disease, what do we need to do? But anyway, but if you take vitamin C in big doses, you can actually make the body more acidic, which was my point in my little video, that you need to be alkalizing. And a cheap, easy way of doing that is by having a heap teaspoon of a good, clean sodium bicarb every day. Most bicarb soda has got aluminium in it, so you don't want one with aluminium. So, you know, and the cheap one from the supermarket will have aluminium.
Especially if you're having it twice a day, you don't want it with
No,
aluminium.
exactly. You know, and this is the problem with a lot of our products. They're not clean because they're made by pharmaceutical companies. They're not clean. So, you know,
Well, most
anyway.
bicarb will be made by an industrial manufacturer, because you buy it mainly the one in the shop for
Yeah.
cleaning, or is that for cooking?
No, you can put it in your things to make your food
Oh,
rides.
okay,
Yeah,
so
your
food
cakes,
grade.
rise, and yeah. But it doesn't matter. The government doesn't care about heavy metals, so therefore they don't look at things like aluminium. It's not in there. You know, they inject it into babies. It's not a problem, you know, as we know, you know, safe and effective. Anyway, so it's sort of like It's one of those things where, because I do a lot of, so because I'm a fraud, I've treated a lot of cancer and diabetes and things over the years. And you've got to have cleaner products in order to,
Right.
as a naturopath, you want clean products.
Well, if you're working with someone and complementary treatment coming in from different angles.
Yeah. Well, look, I, just thinking about an oncology conference, and I'm going to get back to being fat in a sec. I was at an oncology conference about 10, 12 years ago. There was a naturopath oncologist in the States. And basically, she worked in a big cancer clinic and she got breast cancer while she was there. She's got an MTHFR
Well,
gene.
cancer is contagious.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, the turbo cancer seemed to be. But it was sort of like she basically went through a whole process of cleaning up her diet. She spent 3 months, because people are told that everything's urgent. People get a diagnosis, and within a week or two, they're under the knife, they're having things removed, which has opened up the body, it's added anesthetics, it, you
Yeah,
know,
that's
they're
but there are also some research that the earlier you get to things
No,
about,
but the point
but
is,
that's
it
but
takes
you'd have
4 years for something that size to grow
sure.
normally.
No, but I'm saying, yeah, I know,
So
but
there's no hurry generally
there's no hurry if you go, like, if you can get
if you've
it.
got a naturopath.
Yeah, but if you can get it earlier with a naturopath, it's better too.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely.
Because what were they finding? They're finding that things like Alzheimer's disease actually start like years before any symptoms
Yeah.
manifest.
Yeah.
And,
And that's where, you can have those chronic B12 deficiencies, and by taking 4 grams of B12 a day, methylated activated B12, not cyanide cobalamin, which is from cyanide. But if you're getting methylated B12 4 grams a day, which is a big dose, but it's enough to start pulling out old anesthetics and a bunch of old toxins, and it helps to bind with all the a whole bunch of toxins, and it stimulates the release of white blood cells. So B12 deficiency is hugely involved in immune deficiencies.
Right.
And so it's one of those things that we need to keep an eye
Well,
on as we get older.
a lot of these findings about these types of herbal treatments have come out of women's health studies. And so I was watching a documentary the other day. A lady was talking about all types of histamines
Oh,
and
mast cell activation syndrome.
all that type of thing. And you can see that the latest research on working with that sort of thing and working with the gut lining, what do you call that? The
The microbiome.
microbiome. And so it's like working with that sort of thing, it's fairly new research.
Yeah, within 12, 15 years.
So,
Yeah.
and that's new research.
Yeah,
Research that's in the last
totally.
20 years, because it takes how many years for it to disseminate down
I
into.
don't think Australia
No,
recognises mast cell activation syndrome yet. Our government
but
bodies don't recognise it yet.
it's the same with any profession. Like in counselling, it's the same. Like for example, the adverse childhood studies started, you know, 25 or 30 years ago, and it's only just now they're starting to really correlate it and put it into really interesting treatment processes that can address that, complex trauma for people. And it's only just now that they're getting really good tables of what to do.
And you sort of think about those things because an inflammatory situation in your home can switch on inflammatory genes. An inflammatory situation within a relationship can switch on inflammatory genes. So,
That's why something like something like you were talking about before with some type of cancer, it's like if you get counseling during that time, just say even you're going, just even if you're doing full chemo or whatever, to get other help with that at the same time is really good. Like for example, if you're getting counseling while you're getting other therapies, it can really help you to. Because everybody knows it's like so common in the literature now that things like stress aggravate nearly every symptom. So therefore, if you can reduce the stress on either your mental system, like with counseling, or your body through naturopathy and working with your diet, those supports can make the final outcome much better. And not only that, people will feel happier and more positive through the process.
And I've treated a lot of people going through that sort of thing over the years, and everyone around them gets exhausted.
Oh yeah,
The
because
person
everyone's
themselves
got,
gets exhausted because of the chemo
and the
radiation, the
people
side
around you
effects.
care as fatigue
Yeah,
often.
absolutely. And I've had so many women over the years, once the diagnosis happens, the husband never asks them again. Because they don't want to know. That happens really regularly.
Right.
where it's almost like that, yes, they'll take them to the appointment, but they just don't ask because they don't want to know. They're already overloaded. Well, I believe that. I don't think they're just being assholes. I just think they're exhausted already.
No, it's exhausting having especially a sick partner.
But back to the obesity thing. You know, there are so many obesogens in the diet, you know, so it's sort of interesting with people who just believe, you know, just go eat fruit and veggies and that's fine. But there can be a lot more pesticides and herbicides and toxins. And once again, I heard about 10 years ago, they're all called obesogens. So every
But
time
that
we're eating
so
things that basically can block the cell
right, so
receptors.
but the problem here is for the normal person is that okay, so the basic premise that from a more natural perspective is that we're eating too much processed foods. And
Absolutely.
then we find 80% of the foods we eat are like wholly processed. And so then you want to go to eating more whole
Whole,
foods.
yes.
But then when you get the whole foods, then you're told they've got the.
Oh, look, you just do the best you can.
Yeah, so this is the point I wanted to get to. It's like because basically everything's toxic because now the soil and water have become toxic.
Yes.
And so
So you
there's.
just have to choose the best you can, and this is what I always say, you know, and that's why with kinesiology, I will muscle test whether or not people need to. Like sometimes people are totally overloaded by pesticides like glyphosate. It's
Lot of
destroyed
people
their
sick with
intestine.
them.
Oh, it destroys the gut-brain connection. It
And the
destroys
nervous
the
system.
villi in the intestines. People blame it on gluten, which it can be, but often celiac is not celiac. It's something else that's destroyed the villi in the intestines. Anything that destroys the villi in the intestines makes it look like you're a celiac.
Well, is there a blood test that can show that? How do you find out?
Well, no, they do a biopsy of the small intestine, but then they blame it on celiac. There is a blood test, and 30% of Australians have got the celiac gene because they've been bastardizing wheat for over 100 years. So, because of
Well, it's
that,
all sprayed with glyphosate at the end to dry it now.
well, they do it during the production as well as afterwards as well.
That's
It's just
ingenious.
delightful. Oh, yeah, it's so fantastic. Stops the molds and fungus. Yes, but unfortunately allows the parasites, but whatever. You know, so it's just a real problem. But, you know, so obesogens, which are basically toxins, can basically be flipping your genes from thin to fat. You know, so basically you can be putting your body into an inflammatory state, and an inflammatory state increases cortisol, which is fat storing, insulin, which is fat storing. You know, all your cytokine activity, which is fat storing. So unless you're a lucky human being with those genes where you lose weight during stress, and that has never been my issue ever. In fact, I've maybe, you know, it's maybe 1% of people who have that problem. It's so rare that I find a thin person, you know, that is thin because they're stressed. It's really rare.
Well, in the with the I mentioned before the adverse childhood studies, the ACE studies, that when they first started them, they were working with people with eating disorders, and it was both anorexia and obesity, and they had this really great diet where they could, and they had a, I can't remember what the diet was, but they got the weight off or on people, but they found that over a year they'd put it back on. And because they hadn't dealt with the underlying emotional or, and anyway, then they found a lot of those, because it was mainly women, had been abused, sexually abused often. And so there was this, they found this common factor, and that's when they started to look at adverse childhood experiences and how they affect the adult life of people.
Actually, I listened to a podcast yesterday. I'll send it to you to have a listen to. It's a bit of a delight, actually. A woman who was a sexual ritual abuse, a satanic ritual abuse survivor from 0 to 5 years old. And she said these days she doesn't use the word sexual abuse because it's not sex. It's not sex. When someone's having sex with a baby, it's not sex. That is abuse, pure and simple, and it's satanic. So it's satanic abuse. So she said the words are really important to reclaim our power.
What did she call it?
What do they do? Torture. Yeah.
Right.
She called it torture.
No, that'd be fairly accurate for that.
Yeah. So, you know, because, and she said that every time they tortured her, she survived potential mutilation and death. Which, when you think about that, and that's happening over and over and over again as a baby, imagine the trauma that does. So it was a really, but what was interesting about the whole thing is that she was talking about people needing to change their words, watch their words. It's like we need to reclaim children power. Children are entitled to be children on the planet.
Just something if you've had anything terrible happen make sure you seek help
Yeah.
and be aware that and if this is triggering to anybody, seek help
We
if you need
apologize.
help.
Sorry. I get excited about a good podcast, which doesn't make me excited about the topic, but I really love hearing new information. And I think more people are hearing it these days. More people are talking about it these days. So if you
It's
go
going
to
into
a,
the more mainstream.
yeah.
There's plenty of good information on the internet.
Because I remember one of my clients going back about 25 years ago now, he went to a counselor and the counselor just totally discarded his emotional challenges. And so by the time he saw me, which is about 15 years ago, he was almost too scared to bring up what he had been through.
Oh, that's a pity.
Yeah, and it took a few years for him to trust me enough,
Right,
you
because the
know.
main qualification for a counsellor should be big ears.
Yeah, well, it is not. I don't know what they're training them in the past here in
Certainly,
Australia, but
always
I've had
trained like
so
that,
many
really.
clients who,
Sad
anyway,
when people get bad counselling experiences.
it is. And then that stops them ever wanting to try it again.
Well, sometimes they don't fit with the counsellor and they need to see somebody
Oh,
else.
absolutely.
Because often the person who you get a bad experience off is getting some good experiences too. But
Yeah.
it is unfortunate that you do hear that story.
And obviously, going by last night's comment, I piss people off sometimes.
Right.
Hard to imagine. Could mother be wrong? Sorry, Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah.
Well,
Anyway, yeah, Jerry's not funny, is he?
no, if a person who calls themselves science destroys religion, they're not even a person.
They're a bot.
Well, they've been overtaken by some narrative so strongly
Yeah.
that they're identifying like that, and while they're identifying as science destroys religion,
Yeah.
they do that. But I don't know. I studied philosophy before counselling, and so the postmodern critique, which is, narrative, so science generally has a problem with narratives. Narratives, they're anti-narrative, and they generally call them fables. And they develop a type of philosophy, which is obviously that person's using to make the narratives become not real into
Right.
fables, myths.
Yeah.
And I remember reading that a long time ago, and that author is Jean-Francois Lyotard. He's a Canadian, and also, his thing was that if society's ill, it's the artist's duty to try to help fix it. And I was looking at a paper I read in 1998, wrote in 1998, and I had that in there, and I went, all right, I started back
Nice. Yeah, very good. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to have a rant this morning, everyone. Thank you for defragging that. You know, we're
Well, it's
sort of,
interesting what's happening in the world.
yeah, so
It's time to heal it.
it's time to heal. It's time to heal. Everyone deserves to have their space on the planet.
But yeah,
Actually,
another thing is that in narrative work, we've got this saying that people aren't the problem, the problem's the problem. And what's happening with that person, he's assigning people to be the problem, whereas actually the problem's the problem.
yeah.
And if somebody's sick, whatever the people argue about, that person's sick and needs help.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, okay, that's it. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, no. So, our top really overviews from that is if you are having weight issues, there's probably some counseling to be done. And definitely from a naturopathic perspective, because I take a lot of supplements, I do a lot of exercise, I do a lot of saunering, but I do love my pizza and wine. So, just throwing it out there.
Well,
You know, don't we all? Anyway. Yeah, cool. Have a good one, everyone. Bye.